and then tell you the problem we're trying to address. The bill allows people to obtain a limited license for certain small uses of water, which are listed here in the bill. The bill further states that the limited license shall be subordinate to other permitted uses, including in-stream water rights. It allows the commission to set a lower fee for a limited license, and it also puts a 90-day limit on the license with one extension allowed. The problem is this: we often have to process uses of water like road watering, road maintenance, road construction that are temporary in nature, sporadic, don't use a lot of water, and it's very time consuming and costly both for us and the applicant to try to get a water right. Oftentimes, if it's something like road watering from year to year, the place will change, and as you know, water rights are attached to a place of use. In addition to paying the regular fees, they would be required to hire a certified water right examiner to go out and survey their use. And we think really what we need here is some kind of simplified process for those folks so that they can stay within the law. What usually happens is they don't bother to get a water right, and then we don't really have a lot of ability to enforce or control the uses. So this bill really is meant to create a simplified process for those kinds of uses, save them some time and money in doing so. I think other than that, it's a fair, our bill is a fairly simple one and does really just two or three basic things. We do have a letter that I'll pass around. I'm sorry I don't have extra copies sent to Senator Hannon from Jackson County. They would like to see the bill amended on line 12 to say, to insert the words "and maintenance" so that it would read road construction and maintenance. And I think that was just an oversight on our part and should have been included. We have looked at your A4 amendments, and really it's not an issue that our department is connected with, and we don't really have comments on those amendments. So,
Mr. Chair.
Senator Bradford.
It would be appropriate, I'd like to move the amendment that Ms. Hayes just talked about, page 1, line 12, add "and maintenance" after road construction.
Senator Bradbury makes that motion. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Bev, can I ask you before you leave?
Ben.
Is this the bill that I opposed in the Water Policy Committee when you were viewing it earlier, or was that a different concept?
I don't believe it was this bill, but...
Thank you.
Okay. I can check to make sure if you'd like, Mr. Chairman.
Don't run off. We may need to ask you about the rest of the bill. Now, do we have an advocate for the amendments, dash A4 amendments?
Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mark Nelson. I represent the Fort Klamath Water Users Association. As you know, in 1987, legislature passed legislation that required ranchers and farmers to pay for the cost of screening diversions. And there has been considerable discussion this session and during the interim concerning that issue. In the water resources budget, you have a budget note which basically keeps the present activity at the status quo in that particular program. As has been testified before in other committees, the existence of this potential lien against hundreds of ranchers and farmers throughout Oregon has caused great consternation among that community. Department of Fish and Wildlife is attempting to identify and prioritize the diversions that do need screening. In this legislation, what we are asking is for the postponement of the or the delay of that legislation that was passed in 1987 to July 1, 1991. In other words, a moratorium on that particular piece of legislation to ease the concern and fear that the ranchers have concerning these screening devices. The estimates on some of these screening devices run from as low as $2,000 to $50,000, with as many as 10 potential screens required on one medium-sized ranch in Klamath County. The bill also asks that the department or the amendments of the State Department of Fish and Wildlife proceed with identifying the diversions that do need screening, prioritize those diversions, and estimate the cost of installing and maintaining. We then, because there has been concern that that the ranching and agricultural community participate in the cost of this process, have placed in Section 3 a fee to be paid as a fish screening offset so that that community also is participate down the road in the payment of this of these screenings. We then ask in Section 4 that the Department of Fish and Wildlife report to the Emergency Board on the its recommendations for implementation once they've done the prioritization of the screening. In Section 5, we ask that there be appropriated $150,000 to be used for the payment of expenses for installing fish screening. Now, the department would be reporting on January 1, 1991. That's one of the reasons for the small amount of dollars that are placed in there. But I can guarantee you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the agricultural community has great concerns about this program because they do not know to what extent screening is going to be required, because quite frankly, the department doesn't know, because that prioritization has not taken place over the last 2 years. So we believe this is going to ease the minds of that community over a 2-year moratorium until we find out exactly how many screens need to be put in place, and then as of July 1, 1991, that statute would then go back into effect. Happy to answer any questions. Dave?
Mr. Bradbury.
Isn't there, I mean, obviously there'd be some concern. Isn't the real concern having to pay for it? I mean, isn't that the real concern?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, Senator Bradbury, that's correct.
That's understandable. It's not cheap. I guess I need to understand a little bit better. Diversions, I assume you're speaking specifically about Klamath County, but Mr. Nelson can probably speak about other areas. I'm not familiar with that many diversions. I'm just thinking about where I live. The diversions are mostly through pumping water out of the river. I gather you have diversions in Klamath County that are just direct flood irrigation diversions by individual farmers rather than an irrigation district.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bradbury, what typically happens in southeastern Oregon is in areas that are outside of an organized irrigation district is that a stream or a major ditch will have a number of what are commonly called weirs in them. They're a kind of a diversion dam in itself where planks are placed in the thing to raise the level of water, and then it goes out a lateral ditch.
Right.
And those diversions or other gravity-fed diversions that would be in the upper Klamath would be essentially lateral ditches dug out of a one of those kinds of canvas dam, wooden dam kind of structures. Those are the diversions that are spaced periodically out along through that whole area, as well as other ranching diversion-type areas that present the greatest problem in construction of screening for them. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dave Nelson representing the Oregon Water Resources Congress. We support both bills that the original 148 and recognize the need for those that special accommodation for those very small amounts of water. The The current application process for a water right would cost an individual about $320 to have it reviewed. It's $200 review fee plus another $120 for issuance of a water, for issuance of a permit. For those small intermittent uses, that process seems that the department has come up with is very reasonable. The fish screening problem arose out of, as Mr. Nelson said, legislation passed in 1987 that was an attempt to improve the rate of screening and accomplish screening of diversions. The fact of the matter is that it didn't do that. In fact, it caused the whole process to become bogged down. At that time, the department, in fact, had some matching funds from BPA and from National Marine Fisheries. They're continuing with the National Marine Fisheries Project in northeastern Oregon, but the BPA funds have in fact, dried up. They were using those funds, and there was some reference, and maybe Mr. Russo would comment on it, but my understanding was that BPA essentially said you've got a law in place that that requires individuals to screen their diversions, so we're going to keep our money. We don't have to give you any to proceed with the screening. The agricultural community, you have to divide screens into two segments. One on diversions greater than 30 cubic feet per second, which have always been required to screen their diversions, and that's all of our irrigation districts, and they are screened. All except for two or three, they're in the process of going along in the screening. The 1987 law added that requirement to diversions less than 30 CFS, and that's where the problem came in. Then you're capturing all of the individual ranchers. The problem is not in any desire to escape the need of screening. It's just an economic matter for the ranching community. There's a lot of resistance that has grown up, and in our view, I think what we're facing is just a continuing battle over the next several years unless we can establish a system of systematically proceeding with screening. And I think that that's what the intent clearly of the amendments that Mr. Nelson has presented is to establish a system whereby the ranching community and the state can proceed with a systematic process to develop, to identify diversions that need to be screened and proceed in getting them screened. And that's where we're coming from.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Bradbury.
Just one other question. If we created a system to pay for, or help pay for at minimum, the screening that's going to be likely to be required, why would it then be necessary in addition to put the law that we're trying to get implemented, that we still haven't implemented, on hold? I understand the concern in terms of individual farmers and screening devices, but if we got to the point where we actually were helping pay for that cost, why would we need to put the whole program on hold in addition?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bradbury, the farming community is very aware of the budget note that was placed in the water resources.
Remind me what it was. I'm sorry. I forget. I really honestly don't quite remember.
I think Fish and Wildlife said water resources. That the present activity would remain at its current level, which is basically, as we understand it, a part-time person who works in that activity, and that they would not proceed with the notification to ranchers that screening was required and ranchers had to begin to construct. Quite honestly, Senator Bradbury, people are very, very uncomfortable with just the budget note and a feeling that we really needed to give direction to the department that we want to proceed in the prioritization and the identification of the of those diversions that needed to be screened.
That needs to happen before we actually start requiring on the ground.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, to Senator Bradbury's question, I think the law currently says that the department can order the rancher to begin installing screens by 5 o'clock tonight. And so that's in place, and that's what we're saying is that in spite of the budget note, that's what the law says, and that's an onerous burden for the ranchers to live under, and not impugning the department at all, but the law says. So that's what we're asking, is that just be set aside while the prioritization process goes along and the system developed for proceeding with screening.
I guess what we have here is similar to a person that has been driving 75 miles an hour down the freeway for the last few years and in violation of the law, and all of a sudden they see a state policeman up there, they slow down. And that's what we have here. They've been basically pumping our fish out onto their farm lands for years in violation of the law, and so now we're going to require screens, and now they're worried that we're going to start making them abide by the law. In addition to that, the Department of Fish and Wildlife provide funds to irrigators to build these diversion dams.
Mr. Chairman, Dave Nelson, no, the department does not, to my understanding, provide any funds for any construction of any diversion structures. I think the law for, you know, forever until 1987 was that those diversions were not needed to be screened. That was the law forever. The 1987 legislature said, let's place the burden on the individual rancher to screen those diversions, and let's then, in compliance with the design features that the department requires, the rancher could go out there and put a screen across there. You know, he'd nail a couple of tubifores together and put a screen there for, you know, $10. The department said no, a good screen would have to be an electrically powered or some kind of driven rotating self-cleaning screen, that the cost then wasn't $20, it was you know, $4,000, $10,000, whatever it may be, and the cost of running the power out there to rotate and clean the screen was, you know, significantly higher than that. So it's a matter, I guess what we're saying is that we don't argue with the need to identify and screen these diversions. It's simply an economic matter. It's not proceeding now. It's not going to proceed without some kind of redirection by the legislature. And we think that this is reasonable redirection.
Let me ask you a couple more questions then. You said, to clarify your first question, you said no, the Department of Fish and Wildlife doesn't build those diversion areas, or they don't, or whatever they are. Number two, does Fish and Wildlife authorize water rights, the diversion of water?
Obviously, Mr. Chairman, the Water Resources Department issues those water rights.
And third question is, does the Department of Fish and Wildlife gain any revenue from water that's diverted out of streams?
Only the general fund revenues that may be appropriated to the department that would arise from the economic activity of the rancher who's using the water to raise cows, I presume.
And hydro fees.
Now, hydro fees would be diversions. Would be.
Then probably nobody receives any revenue other than the person that utilizes the water. There's no fees per gallon of water pumped or anything like that.
No, that's correct.
Well, then I guess that gets to my objection to the amendments, and that's Section 3. We have a Department of Fish and Wildlife that doesn't authorize the diversion, doesn't authorize the water, the billing of the diversion doesn't authorize the water to be diverted, and then receives no fees, has to be responsible then for billing the screens and collecting the fees from the landowners. The Water Resources Department is the one that that authorizes the diversion of water and collects the fees for their application fees for those diversions. So I believe that then it's the Water Resources Department that should collect those fees.
Mr. Chairman,
authorize the expenditures spring.
Dave Nelson, again, for the record. Our view in that amendment was very simply, I suppose, in the interest of efficiency, where the department would be identifying and prioritizing those diversions, they would have their hands on the data. And they could just simply say, you know, these are the ones that need to be screened, and so that would be a relatively efficient, straightforward process. So that was, we thought that was the tidiest.
Any other discussion or comments to these individuals?
Well, just, I think there's a slight internal inconsistency in the amendments. This is a $150,000 appropriation for this biennium. The bill would require that no fish screening devices be required by the department until the beginning of the next biennium. I don't quite understand how they would be spending money on, maybe you can explain that to me, but I don't understand how, is it just ones that people would do voluntarily rather than based on the priority list, or what do we do? I'm getting a little lost.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bradbury, it was felt that in the prioritization process, once that was completed, that there may be some projects that they would initially, would come forward immediately, and this would, believe me, would not go very, very far in terms of the screening, but there would be an opportunity to do some initial screening with some of those priority projects before the end of the next biennium.
Okay, that's say as priority.
Then we probably need some further language in that to say that those are for grants to, that money is to be authorized for grants to people that wish to voluntarily screen or something.
That direction could be put in by the e-board, I was supposing.
Mr. Chairman, there's one other matter which we overworked in putting amendments together. It was not our intent to delete the existing portions of the bill, and we do support the existing portions of the bill. So line 4 of the printed amendments on page 1 would need to be deleted.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Is there others in the audience that would like to testify on this bill? I might ask Bev Hayes to come up with, okay. Well, we'll take the other people first.
Don't you smell hot dogs?
Yeah.
It smells.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Jim Meyer with Oregon Trout. Oregon Trout does support the original bill as passed by the Senate. I think it provides some flexibility for the commission in dealing with nominal uses of water that are either temporary or seasonal in nature. We don't support the amendments to the bill. We think it just adds more confusion and complexity to an already confused process. The existing law has not been implemented yet, but we feel that the department is making headway in doing that. So we don't support any changes to that. If the only problem is the economics of installing fish screens, then we would recommend to the agricultural interest to get behind House Bill 3494, which provides a tax credit for fish screens, and see that that gets implemented in this session of the legislature. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments or questions?
Mr. Chair, just a comment. The dilemma I think we have faced is that tax credit doesn't reduce your cost when the income is not there to credit against it. And realize that a credit is a great tool if you're in a tax bracket where you have 50% of your income going for taxes. Fortunately, that doesn't take care of the $20,000 cost that these are running on an average.
Anybody else out in the audience that wants to testify from the general public? If not, we'll ask Fish and Wildlife and Water Resources to come back up. just ask the Bev Hayes from Water Resources Department to comment on my comments that, that it's their department that authorizes diversions of water, and it should be their department that collects the funds and provides the funding for the fish screen.
Mr. Chairman, we certainly do collect the fees for water right applications. You're talking here, though, I think about an annual fee for diversion of water, so I, let me understand that you're suggesting that every year, I guess I'm unclear as to what this would require us to do. Should we be the agency to collect the fee? Would we annually, every year, have to assess all diversions this fee, as perhaps we do now with hydroelectric structures, and then collect that money and then transfer that money to Fish and Wildlife?
As I understand the amendments, they propose to have somebody do that. I'm saying that your agency is the one that should do that because you already collect, you're already in.
Well, Mr. Chair, I can see some problems up front with that. I think if it were collecting when the application is filed with us, that wouldn't be a problem. However, we have not up-to-date information on all of our water rights, so that to assess an annual fee, we'd have to have current address and ownership of all land. We're in the process of doing that, and last session you passed a bill that allows us to do that, but we do not have that information up-to-date. I can imagine that it would take us some time to be able to do that if you were talking about all diversions in the state in which we would be responsible for collecting that fee.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Bradbury.
I think the language is fairly clear that it says for diversions of water for which the department, and that'd be the Fish and Wildlife Department, determines a fish screening or bypass device is necessary.
I see. Okay.
So it's not all, I mean, I think that's pretty clear in the language. It's not all diversions. It's those that Fish and Wildlife has identified.
And Fish and Wildlife were to ship you a list each year of the ones that they've identified as problems. You can contact the people that you already have close contact with anyway and collect the fees very easily.
If the list they gave us had up-to-date information as to where these people are located.
Thank you. I'll let you on.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Raleigh.
Your comments.
Pardon me. I'm Raleigh Russo with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I guess I would like to just make an observation or two. Certainly the screening program in Oregon is one that is fairly complex. It also is, at this point in time, without a good database. Because of that, we can't answer, and certainly the people who've been up here before me haven't been able to answer very adequately the kinds of questions you folks need to know or at least like to have before you can make some major policy decisions. So it's our position that these amendments are either unnecessary or premature at this time. It's not that they don't address legitimate questions. They certainly do, and they address some policy questions that we believe the next body, the 91 legislature, is going to have to deal with some of these. However, it is premature, in our opinion at least, or unnecessary to enact this at this time, and if I may explain that. Section 1, which is basically a moratorium on the current law, we the department don't anticipate an aggressive program between now and the next session going out there and ordering a number of screens to be built.
In fact, Raleigh, we basically prohibit you from doing that in our budget, no, isn't that?
That's what I understand. Section 2, which requires the study, is also a budget note and is one we've testified not only at this before this body but in some subsidy committees on water policy that our priority for the next 2 years is to get the guidelines and an operational plan identified for the state of Oregon on what should a screening program be. So I can't tell you today and no one else can. Section 3 is premature. The language is very unclear what it applies to, even if you wanted to move on that kind of a concept. Nobody could tell you what kind of dollars that might raise at this point in time. I certainly couldn't. Hopefully in 91, when we come back to you, we will have a plan that will have a database that if you want to put a fee on the diverter, you will know what that means in dollars, in the sense of revenue. Hopefully, we'll also be able to tell you what we think the costs are associated with the program, so you know how far apart you are in the sense of cost versus revenue. Today, we can do neither of those. Section 4 is, of course, the report that I've been referring to, and certainly is consistent with what we will be doing. In Section 5, which talks about the $150,000 to begin some kind of program this year, again, we don't anticipate any program for the most part this year or this next biennium. So we don't need Section 5. It's premature. We'll need a Section 5 or that issue certainly addressed next session, because I think we'll know what the needs are.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, I just want to understand.
Senator Bradbury.
So the department will be doing the developing the guidelines and trying to develop the priority list in this biennium?
Yes, that's correct, Senator Bradbury.
Okay. And what was your view on section, I guess it's 8 in these hand and gross, but it's 7.